My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
On the next Emerging Podcasting, brought to you by Extend Technologies. What happens if Brandon Ayuk doesn't end up with the Browns? How damaging would that be? And with Weed Mania opening up in Ohio, Kenny takes us down memory lane. And Michigan fans, listen up. You may be in some hot water after all. It's the Emerging Podcasting, brought to you by Extend Technologies.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're presented by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com.
Your gut feeling, Kenny, do we get a deal done for Brent and I?
We're not on.
This podcast.
No, Anthony's not on.
Oh, here we go. Let's try it again.
Shake it up, shake it up, shake, shake, shake it up. Get that microphone, shake it up.
We can hear you yelling.
Let's go. Let's
now go. You're down. Put yourselves
Big
back
podcast. Up. Podcast.
Hello.
Ready to roll.
Now is he up?
No.
You got a lot of excitement going.
Well, because you got to turn on guest one there.
There. Now do it.
Ready, player, guest one.
It wasn't running earlier.
Yep. A lot of excuses. Anyway, what are the odds that we get a deal done?
Sorry.
At some point during the podcast.
Keep yelling.
What are the odds?
It is
the microphone working.
It is not good.
At some point during the podcast.
It's not good.
All right. You don't think it gets done over the next...
No, not during the podcast.
Why not?
What's the matter, Owen?
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
I'm not very happy about something.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry I didn't mess with anything. I'm sorry.
No, I know you didn't mess with anything.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Shots fired.
I saw the point,
you
baby.
Gotta get it into crossfire. Anywho, so no.
Crossfire! Chris Villar, shout out to him. They're about to have a baby. Him and his wife. Chris Villar, people might not remember him. He used to work here. He works at the
Man, such an indelible mark on our radio station.
He works at the Ticket in Detroit now. He looked like the kid in the Crossfire commercial.
Adam the Bull may not remember him. It's like, come on.
Anywho, moving on, bud. No, I don't think something's going to get done during the podcast.
Okay, let me ask
I'm still
this.
Not convinced it's going to get done with the Browns.
Let me ask you point blank period.
What?
Sam Monson tweeted right before our show ended that he thinks this almost means 100% that there is going to be a trade.
Yeah.
But I've seen people make the case that the 49ers could just keep him. Could just keep him this year.
A little bit past that, right? Like they're like listening to offers and he's weighing the options. Like, nah, they're moving forward with this.
I have another question about this.
What?
I think he's going to end up in Pittsburgh now. I just think this whole thing was a thing to do that, to move him there. So as a Browns fan, is there a move where he ends up in Pittsburgh and you feel, okay, that's going to help us down the road here?
Yeah, the quarterback's throwing to him. I don't know, helps us down the road.
Like a first-round pick.
Give up a first.
Yeah, if they give up a first-round pick for him or something like that, then fine.
First-round caliber.
But it was weird because they were saying, like, no in New England. Well, wouldn't Pittsburgh also say no? Because you need the first. Like, it can make somewhat a bit of sense with Drake May. Eventually, he'll take over as starting quarterback. And then you can say, well, he's 26 years old. He's already at the tip of his game. You could use him, have him be the number one, and then move on, and you wouldn't put Drake May in a bad position. Makes sense. You would lose a first-round pick, but you don't have a number one wide receiver, really. I mean, with the injuries and everything. With Pittsburgh, you have George Pickens, okay? There's no more Deontay Johnson, even though I misspoke earlier today, and I'm sorry. You would have a number one wide receiver in it. Who would be the number one there? Would it be George Pickens, or would it be Brandon Ayuk?
No, it's Ayuk, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Pickens is feast or famine in that. I mean, makes some of the most spectacular catches of all time. But then the amount of plays he quits on.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Especially attitude-wise. The guy that's the leader of the receiver room is Ayuk.
They have a knack for picking wide receivers that kind of become a problem after a while.
Well, they just have a knack for picking good wide receivers that they need to move on from within a few years.
They're not afraid of it. That's a good point. Where Cleveland, I can tell you unequivocally, they were like, nope, the problems and the attitude and stuff like that out of Georgia. They said, absolutely not. And he's been a good wide receiver for Pittsburgh. We've had problems drafting wide receivers, but there was a character thing in that. You pointed up to the TV, and I thought we were having a trade.
Australia!
Holy Toledo! Hey, did you see the stuff about FIBA trying to keep our good players out?
All right, so
three by three?
We'll keep you updated if anything happens with Ayuk. So, yeah. One of our show representatives fell in love with a new Olympic sport. Owen, take it away. To
three
the point
three
where
basketball.
3x3.
3x3.
I don't watch 3-on-3 or 3 versus 3. I only watch 3x3.
Well, Owen had been watching a lot of this in the preliminaries.
It is for me who over the last year has been more honest about my enjoyment of the sport of basketball, which is not very much unless it's the Cleveland Cavaliers, and it's more because they're the Cleveland team than anything.
Yeah.
It is exactly what I need in my life as far as the tempo and the speed in which the game is accomplished. It just moves so fast that they're playing actual total runtime, not what's on the clock. I'm watching games in 20 minutes or less.
Yeah.
And seeing a whole game. Now, it's not a whole game in a sense. They're only going to 21, but that's about the amount of basketball that I like is some schoolyard basketball that you're playing during recess. And I'd love to see it with Kyrie freaking Irving, who should have probably been on the Olympic team, doing what he does in, we called him, you know, one of the best finishers in the NBA in the last decade, right? Mm-hmm. I'd like to see him in a game that's essentially just a finish the whole time from beginning to end. I'd love to see what he could do in 3x3, but apparently that'll never happen.
Why is Haley Van Lith able to play in the 3x3, but Caitlin Clark isn't?
My guess is Lith still has her last year remaining in college, right? She didn't.
Yes. Oh, that's why.
She's transferred.
Oh, you have to be a true amateur?
Well, no, I don't know that, but they said, according to the clip that I think, Owen, was it you or Mitch sent to the group?
Must have been Mitch, yeah.
That Brian Windhorst said FIBA does not want, you know, the dominant Americans, the dominant NBA players in this, so they made it almost impossible given the calendar and the amount of appearances you have to make to try to qualify for 3-on-3. They've made it almost impossible for any of the good players to do it with the NBA schedule, with the NBA playoff schedule, and then of course, you know, obviously there's Team USA, and they've just made it really hard.
WNBA is not playing right now, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
If you were
they Caitlin froze Clark, the season,
I would lay on a lazy boy furniture chair for 1 week.
She does. She needs a time.
1 week.
But it would have been cool. I mean, who wouldn't have watched to see, at least from a curiosity standpoint? Aren't you going to watch a little bit of it? and the see if she was in it.
Or the, oh, yeah. I was watching it with Haley Mendelis and everybody else.
Here's the only problem for her going 3x3 is the court's not big enough.
There's her only shots are too far?
Yeah, there's only like 4 feet past the three-point line. Oh. She needs to space it out more. She's a 30-foot jumper.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and you wonder just stylistically, like if they just had somebody glued to her.
Although I will admit, she's one of the greatest. She is, and I've watched very little female basketball. She's the greatest female basketball passer I've ever seen. I'd love to see her passing in NBA games. Now, obviously, that probably wouldn't be great for her in the long run.
No.
The way she moves the ball around the court is amazing.
Today, the day is the day that marijuana is legal in the state of Ohio. Yep. One story, and then we'll move on to the Michigan cheating scandal.
Supposedly, is there a line forming outside?
Yeah. Apparently, yes, at the place over on Prospect. I didn't tell you the fake acid story.
I don't remember.
I feel like I've heard it.
Yeah. Okay, so a buddy of mine he went to a different high school. I'm not going to say which. They were a few years older than me.
That's where my girlfriend went.
We made a fake acid to sell. When we were kids, we were young, okay? The statute of limitations got to be. Technically, it was just fake, so you're not going to bust me with anything. You're not going to bust 13-year-old Kenny Carmen. We would take, if this were anywhere but a high school, you would have been shot in the face. They went to a grocery store and bought the boxes of sugar cubes.
Okay.
All right? Which is odd because now I think Liz has these sugar cubes for coffee that are sitting in a big bowl, and that's what I think of. She just bought them, and I kept thinking of that. And he took that, and he took aloe vera because it would leave, like, a weird taste. Okay? And then we took we took aluminum foil. And we would drop a drop of aloe vera on the sugar cube and then wrap the sugar cube in aluminum foil. And we were selling it for $10 a cube. Excuse me. He was selling it for $10 a cube.
Yeah.
I wasn't selling anything. I was just one of the naked women in New Jack City. That's all I was. I was just the manufacturer of the fake of the sugar cubes. All right. This is not real drugs, so, you know, whatever. But, yeah, he was selling it for $10 a sugar cube at a different high school. What, Owen? What? I've told that story on the air, haven't I?
I've thought the F word 3 or 4 times right now.
Why?
Just how stupid.
It was dumb. They did dumb things. I wasn't with smart people.
How much more stupid the purchasers were.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hang out with smart people. I told you the story about going to get the 8 duffel bags full of... Yeah. Product that is now legal, by the way. I was getting the 8 duffel bags full of product, and then all I had to do was point and laugh at the guy we were driving away from while my buddies pointed guns at them out the window of the car. These were different times, man.
I always wonder what percentage
I grew
of
up
kids.
With real idiots. I should have been shot.
Yeah, Kenny, dummies. We have a lot of the same types of stories.
Yeah.
Like, I had a guy down my aunt's street, an older guy. He's probably at that point in his upper 20s. He put a knife up to us for messing around on the street and outside of their property.
You told me that.
We got a knife pulled. I mean, literally a knife. Police were called.
What did your mom?
We had to do questioning. Oh, I mean, God. Do you understand at age 11 or age 12 how amazingly traumatizing that is? Now... Acid. You mentioned acid. I know.
I never took acid. Yeah, I've never taken it.
I never took it. I was in the company of it. One prominent time, there were two females. It's not that long ago. Two females. Two females that it was one of those when I had moved to Tremont that I just ended up in the company of. And there was a get-to-know-you experience.
People tend to get together with people.
I couldn't believe how great the night was going. You had opening ceremonies. You had opening heats.
Okay.
You had the quarterfinals.
Yeah, of course you did.
You had the semifinals. But when we got to the finals, little too much of the substance, I think, was messing around with everybody.
Really?
Because I have never heard guttural screaming. I couldn't. The roller coaster of emotions. These women were having the time of their... We all were. We were having the time of our lives. And then next thing I know...
You're like Vance Joseph.
It was screaming. It was screaming. It was uncharacteristic. It was gonna wake up the neighbors. was you've become now an official liability, and I need you out, and I need you out immediately.
Yeah.
And evacuation proceedings started.
Oh.
Oh. And then it's one of those where the next day you go, what just happened?
Mr. Lima had to remove you from his garden party.
What just happened? Kenny, I'll tell you in vivid details at another time. But just to lay out the pit. I mean, things were going so well and it was so amazing to the point where I was like, do I want to try this? Do I want to just try this? And then when I saw that, I'm like, I'm never trying this. I'm never doing this. You're never going to convince me to do it. It's not happening.
It was, I never had that experience. I had the fake experience, obviously. There was a wild year for me. Wild year, 13-year-old Ken. And things changed. It was 12 to 13. And then things changed, which I had all that experience out of my head and out of my life by the time we got to high school. So it was like my buddies were doing it. And so I would kind of like oversee them a little bit. There were a couple things here and there you'd dabble with. But now that marijuana is legal, I'm hearing about the price and how just huge the price is.
It's like everything else. It's like a Happy Meal.
Yeah, they said it's like $60 for 2.8.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Grams where, like, I guess in the city, I guess
in some
places. These gotta
come down. These prices have to come down. It's a marketplace.
There's going to be a marketplace, and people are going to be willing to just take the trip to Michigan.
Which is
insane. I've known people willing to take the trip to Michigan. If you're willing to take the trip to Michigan, I just got a text that apparently it's like, in some places, it's 75 an ounce in Michigan, which you can't, you got to compete with that. Like, people will make that trip.
Oh, my God.
They will do that.
Question is, what would Woody Hayes do?
Oh, gosh, he would deride all this. He's literally rolling in his grave right now. He wouldn't let guys pose for the Playboy All-American team.
That's
fully
hilarious.
Clothed with other football players.
He'll slug a player on the field.
Let me give you credit. Let me tell you, though, this is why I love Woody Hayes. All right? Like, people are sending me about – this is a perfect transition, by the way. Well done by you. I keep getting sent the quote because you keep trying to get people to believe I'm a Michigan fan of Bo Schembechler about lying and cover-ups and things like that. There's a big, long quote to the point where I'm so distrusting of the internet, I don't even know if it's real. And I'm like, yeah, you know, Bo Schembechler might have said that, but especially some of the more disgusting stuff that we heard that he kind of looked the other way on. That was pretty hypocritical. And I know that technically Woody got in trouble for some loans here and there, quote unquote, where he basically just was like, yeah, you pay it back when you're good. And then he also arranged for some jobs that at the time we didn't know about, no-show jobs, but basically guys might have not came to. And this is hearsay. I'm sure a guy like Doug LaMaurice could tell you guys better. I'm saying good things about Woody Hayes. Everything I've read, though, about Woody Hayes – you might find it to be a little bit naive now in 2024. He believed it all. He believed it all. He believed everything he said. The whole, you know, this is about to be for the betterment of the student. He refused to take pay raises because it's supposed to be about the betterment of the student. He wanted to remain. He thought it was a big deal to remain a professor and actually teach. There's a lot of old style thinking that you just wouldn't believe the coach if you were saying any of that stuff now. And for everything I've ever read about Woody Hayes, he followed it to a T. He was like that way to a T, which even in those times in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, that's commendable. I know it ended in a ridiculous fashion with some people have said, well, he was a diabetic. He didn't take care of himself. His blood sugar was terrible.
All the things I would have said if I were an Ohio State diehard back
there
then.
There's no excuse for it. But I got to tell you, man, I imagine Michigan fans were annoyed with him the way that you've been annoyed with Michigan fans over the last how many years, because he just seemed to hold himself and his team to a different standard, to an annoying standard for some of us in this generation, but I have to respect the hell out of it. But now it brings us to the Michigan thing where, Tone, I don't know what the next step is for them. I don't know. I want to say that this is not going to get solved until next year. The NCAA doesn't like to wait around. I think they liked having the distraction last year with it. And I thought that maybe Michigan would lose a game or two and it wouldn't matter. They didn't. They won the national championship. The quote-unquote tainting of a national championship. I think that's going to matter to everybody else. I think for Keith won't be bothered by it. But he will have to have that argument. And I'm sure he's willing to. But I think it'll get old after a time. I don't think that they should. You brought up the idea yesterday. Now, this is all based on, first thing, they had cheating allegations on recruiting. Contact during dead periods, contact during COVID.
Yeah.
Impermissible benefits as low as a hamburger.
A lot of the minor stuff.
But
very minor.
That gets added into this because then they become, quote, repeat offenders. Because they already had that, and then you have this sign-stealing situation with Connor Stallions. And you also have the assistant coach who was just fired. What's that assistant coach's name?
You said it on the show,
and I forget the name of the coach who was fired for trying to pressure guys into not talking to the NCAA or leading the NCAA
astray.
Well,
people wondered why he was fired, but we do know that part of what he was doing, what he copped to, was that he was trying to shape the answers of some of the players.
So he did that
to spare certain people.
Yeah, so that went against him. And I think that right now the NCAA is going to be upset because it seems that Jim Harbaugh gets away with this scot-free. And if you're Roger Goodell, you set a very weird precedent, because if you're Roger Goodell, you've already suspended Jim Tressel. Jim Tressel was an analyst.
He was a consultant. Long time ago now, by the way.
He was an analyst. He was a consultant. It is a different position than a head coach of a football team.
Pryor got suspended too, I believe.
But also, you're right about that, actually. Also, boy, that's a weird suspension to uphold. Honestly, he probably shouldn't have done that. He really shouldn't have. Like, this is professional football. There's so many things that we did that.
Now, remember,
college and our bosses would suspend us for now. Like, you can't.
I should say, to be accurate, because I went back and looked, I totally forgot how this played out. Tressel was suspended by the Colts. They brought him in, and, you know, there were a lot of people who thought he was going to be the next head coach at some point of the Colts. There have been those rumors. And by the way, I think he would have been an excellent NFL coach, but we'll never know. There were rumors about him and the Browns, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
But he was suspended by the Colts because the conversation got louder. It got a little uncomfortable. They wilted a little bit to some of the fake outrage that there was when you really think back about what Tressel was found guilty of. We know he lied to investigators. I mean, he did. He's admitted that.
Yeah.
We know he lied. And that's ultimately why they fired him. He wasn't running the cleanest program, but he also wasn't running the dirtiest program. They suspended him, and then Roger Goodell said, well, if they wouldn't have, I would have. So there is a little ambiguity there. Would the NFL have actually suspended him? People think, yes, that's why. Basically, Roger Goodell called them.
So Goodell did not do it?
Not officially. So the wonder was always, did the commissioner's office say, hey,
that's his out.
We're going to do this. we're going to suspend you. And then it looks worse, well,
that's a big
I guess.
Deal. In the world of plausible deniability, that's a big deal because Roger Goodell could say the whole time, Jim Irsay in the which, by the way, did you see Jim Irsay over the weekend? Hall of Fame weekend?
Is he having trouble getting around?
Hey, man. It looked a little kind of scary in a way. I don't wish that on anybody. I know that there's been some things in the past, but I don't wish that on anybody. But he could always say that the Colts suspended Jim Tressel and not him. For Jim Harbaugh, the Colts are the Chargers are not going to suspend Jim Harbaugh for what happened.
No chance.
And I think that might make...
What a disaster if they even felt the pressure.
Yeah, that might make whatever teeth that the NCAA has, that might put pressure on them to really, or make them want to really throw the book at Sherrone Moore. Like, you knew about this, you deleted the text, even though the texts weren't damning.
Yeah.
You know, you weren't forthcoming.
They were not damning.
You were not forthcoming
in all
this.
If they were damning, they would have been charged. They would have been charged.
Yes.
Sherrone Moore would have been charged.
And so, you're not... I could say you're not forthcoming. You should be forthcoming. You're in a position of power within a university. You should have been forthcoming and taken any punishment.
I'm interested.
Heads up.
I'm interested. What are we all going to be saying? Not Buckeye fans. Forget Buckeye fans. And forget Michigan fans. Everybody else around the country. What are we going to do when this is all said and done with Harbaugh? Because Belichick does get called a cheater a lot. But he's also called the best coach. Like, it almost, the cheating almost in a way.
I think Jim Harbaugh's a good football coach.
This is weird. The cheating, in a way, showed the cutthroat nature.
It almost validated him being.
Like, he'll look at everything.
He'll do anything to be the best.
He wasn't the only guy doing it. He just ended up getting caught because he did it at a very high level.
Oh, yes. Yes. The levels that he went to do this. What are we going to do with Harbaugh? Because it is rare. I mean, you just don't see a coach win a national championship, and the first chance he gets. And he had flirted with the NFL, to be fair. I think we all knew he was going back to the NFL at some point. I think a lot of people thought it was going to be the year before. I mean, imagine the change. You want to talk about the swinging doors moment. Like, what if Minnesota would have hired him the year before? He interviewed with Minnesota. They did not hire him. I would have. I mean, if I were Minnesota, I would have hired Jim Harbaugh, no
Kevin
doubt in
O'Connell's
my mind.
Kevin a good coach, though.
He might be, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have hired Harbaugh. I think Harbaugh is even when I was the biggest Buckeye homer, and when we had Urban Meyer, I'm like, well, he's not Urban Meyer. But as far as an overall coach, NFL, high school, college, like, yeah, Harbaugh's the better coach. College, Urban's Urban. He's in a category of two in the last 30 years.
Yeah, he is. I think for Jim Harbaugh, I think he is. Depending on how Michigan, he's got to wonder about how Michigan responds to all this.
You don't want Michigan to fall off a cliff.
There you go. I'm not talking about like the notice allegations. I'm talking about on the field. If Michigan goes back to Rich Rod, which seems to be almost unbelievable, but they've done it once, so they could do it again. Where the first year of Rich Rod, what were they, 3-9? I mean, the bottom really fell out that year after Lloyd Carr retired, quote unquote. And they kind of just were in the weeds for a long time, up and down. Brady Hoke got him to a Sugar Bowl, then it immediately blew up in his face. Yep. If they go back to that, I think it changes for Jim Harbaugh in Michigan. If Sherrone Moore, I don't think national championships fall off of trees. If Sherrone Moore takes them to the playoffs every year and they lose in the semifinal, they lose in a national championship game here and there, it doesn't really hurt them. They can look back on Jim Harbaugh. It was a great season. Yeah. We had a lot of fun. Because I think for Michigan, they need to learn from the Fab Five. Because 30 years later, or however long it's been a long time, ever since the Fab Five, over 30 years now, ever since the Fab Five, they have done everything they could first to distance themselves and then to try to build the bridge again. And it's been harder, obviously, Chris Webber. It's been harder with some than it has been with others. I think Michigan, they didn't even win a national championship with the Fab Five. They need to learn that. They need to learn from that. You won a national championship. Yeah, I know Connor Stallion stole signs. He did do it. You said it yourself. That's part of the game. It's not right. It's not condoned, but there are more programs than Connor Stallions and the Michigan Wolverines that have stolen signs. The people make it their business to do so.
Yeah, they just became the best at it.
They just became
the Astros became the best at stealing signs.
They just became the best at it. But I think that they need to go through this carefully here. But I think a lot of pressure's on Sherrone Moore. If they, you know, if they go up there and they turn in because they have a good defense. You still have Kenneth Grant on that defense. You still have Mason Graham on that defense. You can still be 11-1, 10-2. Not the type of year you had last year, but you can still have a really nice year.
Michigan's never going to have a year like that again.
But if they go 9-3 and get boat raced, throttled by Ohio State, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, 9-3 again, but you lost to Ohio State again. All right, 9-3 again, but you lost to Ohio State again. Then you're having some serious problems with that board. If they beat Ohio State over the next few years, I think that'll cool. But there might be some people go, man, you kind of left this high and dry there.
Yes, and then that's just going to be more fuel for Buckeye fans to say, what was Harbaugh's record against Ohio State before they started stealing signs?
Before COVID,
they dodged the COVID
for COVID, and then they started stealing signs. That will be the conversation that's had. And Michigan fan, like they usually do, will act aloof to it all and act like they're better than them all.
I'm an Ohio State fan that we won a national championship with a very controversial flag that was picked up in the end zone, right?
Yeah, they did.
I mean, a flag that wasn't picked up, a pass interference against Miami. I mean, I had to hear about that. I'm not kidding. There always was a random Miami fan. We almost got into a brawl at a Browns home opener.
Oh, hello.
After we had been drinking all day in the muni lot.
Yeah.
We get to the game, and some Browns fan was wearing a Kellen Winslow Miami shirt. And, of course, we're drunk. Browns are losing. Lost every home opener.
Mm-hmm.
And word started to fly. And it was like, who's this clown wearing this? Like, come on. We have Cleveland Browns gear you can wear. Why are you wearing the U? And the guy's like, pass interference. Like, flag. Dude, we almost got into a brawl. I remember his girlfriend had to like step in and then go get security. Like, that's how, so it annoyed us. So clearly that stuff still annoyed us. You know, and that was a few years later.
Yeah, it'll bother Michigan fans. It'll probably be the reason people get invites in the stands in the near future.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.